The Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast, and time for the Daily Dish for Monday, and as you might imagine, it's all about Sir Sean Connery. His wife has revealed that the actor actually suffered from dementia before his death at age 90 on Saturday. In an interview with The Mail on Sunday, Micheline Roquebrune said it was no life for him. He was not able to express himself laterally. She added that the affliction took its toll on him. Micheline said her husband got his final wish to slip away without any fuss. I was with him all the time and he just slipped away. It was what he wanted. The couple had been married since 1975. Regarding the news of his passing, the internet lit up with tributes, including from current James Bond Daniel Craig, who said in a statement, "It is with such sadness that I heard of the passing of one of the true greats of cinema. Sir Sean Connery will be remembered as Bond and so much more. He defined an era and a style. The wit and charm he portrayed on the screen could be measured in megawatts. He helped create the modern blockbuster. He'll continue to influence actors and filmmakers alike for years to come. My thoughts are with his family and his loved ones. Wherever he is, I hope there's a golf course." Pierce Brosnan, who also played Bond in 5 movies, said, "Sir Sean Connery, you were my greatest James Bond as a boy, and as a man who became James Bond himself. You cast a long shadow of cinematic splendor that will live on forever. You led the way for all of us who followed in your iconic footsteps. Each man in his turn looked to you with reverence and admiration as we forged ahead with our own interpretations of the role. You were mighty in every way, as an actor and a man, who will remain so till the end of time. You were loved by the world and will be missed. God bless. Rest now. Be at peace." And speaking of British royalty, Prince William battled the coronavirus earlier this year, but apparently kept his diagnosis a secret to avoid alarming the public. Britain's Sun newspaper reports that the 38-year-old royal struggled to breathe while he fought the virus back in April. William reportedly tested positive only days after his father, Prince Charles, who also tested positive in late March. It's not known if any of the other royals got the virus. During a royal engagement, William reportedly said there were important things going on and he didn't want to worry anyone. A source says that the Duke of Cambridge was hit pretty hard by the virus. That's the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show here in 98.3 The Coast.